অজানুলম্বিত ভুজৌ ঘনকাবদাত সংকীর্তনৈক পিতরো কমলায়তক্ষো বিশ্বম্বরো দ্বিজপরো যুগধর্মপালো বন্দে জগৎপ্রিয়করো করুণাবতারো। জয় শ্রী শ্রী গৌড় নিতাই কি, নিতাই গৌরাঙ্গ কি। There's 9 islands in Navadvip: Simantadvip, Godamdvip, Madhadvip, Koladvip, Ritudvip, Janudvip, Madhudramdvip, Rudradvip, Antardvip. So now we're in Madhudramdvip. This is the island that's connected to servitude. In this island, there's pastime, there's Lakshmi, Narayana have their place called Vaikunthapur. There's pastimes of Sita Ram and Lakshman. The Ram Bhat, special banyan tree under which Lord Ram stayed for some time. There's also a bit far from here, about 2 kilometers, there's Mahatpur, where the Pandavas came during their year of Ajnatavas. There's also here the birthplace of Vrindavan Das Thakur, who was considered to be, and that's where we're seated right now. He's the grand nephew of Srivas Thakur. His mother Narayani is the niece of Srivas Thakur. She grew up in the Srivas Angan area and had personally witnessed Lord Chaitanya's pastimes as a child, and heard about what she didn't witness, she heard directly from people who had seen. And she told all these pastimes to Vrindavan Das as a child. So he wrote down mainly the early life, his Antya Leela, this Adi Leela is as a child, Madhya Leela is preaching in Navadvip, and Antya Leela is when he went to Jagannath Puri. The Antya Leela is very less in Chaitanya Bhagavat. That's why Krishna Das Kaviraj, he only gave an overview of the things that Vrindavan Das Thakur had already covered. And only those things that he didn't mention, then he gave in greater detail. And the main, so the Antya Leela is everything in Navadvip, in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And the Madhya Leela is when Lord Chaitanya was traveling. And Antya Leela was in Jagannath Puri after returning, basically. So more of the latter pastimes are in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, more of the early pastimes. There's a place called Danura, which is within 50 kilometers from here, which is the actual place where Krishna Das Kaviraj wrote Chaitanya Bhagavat. Huh? What did I say? Vrindavan Das Thakur, sorry. Vrindavan Das Thakur wrote there. There's a temple there. This temple here is established by Srila Om Vishnupad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. It's a branch of the Chaitanya Math. And there's several temples like this around Navadip Dham, which were established by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, like Suvarna Bihar, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was later established, but that's also Gaudiya Math branch. Gorgadadhar is worshipped by Gaudiya Math disciples, but it's not directly under the Gaudiya Math, it's independent, so like that. So in the future we also like to preserve holy places in Navadip Dham, following the footsteps of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, like you've seen the Jagannath Temple, where by Krishna's arrangement, Jagannath's mercy, where Jagannath came in a dream to the Saivite and said, I want to be worshipped by ISKCON. So that's a pretty rare thing that Didi asks, I want you to worship me. Take charge, come over here. So that was special dispensation. But like that, as you got off the boat, I don't know if you saw, there's a tilak, a little hillock kind of made out of artificial now, out of bricks and cement and things. But that's the place recorded, the place indicated by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur on his parikrama of Arkatila. The Arkatila, Lord Chaitanya had pastimes there. And it's not different from in Krishna Leela Surya Kunda, where Radharani would go every day and then from there get over to Radhakund. But I don't know so much the pastimes about Suryakund because I'm mainly in Navadvip, and that was, we only discovered that 2 years ago. And we quickly got it and preserving it. So this island is Madhudram Dweep. Lord Ramchandra, when he came here, he started smiling. And Sita Devi asked him, why you're smiling? Said, I'm remembering that in a Kali Yuga I come here and you're also my consort. That time I take sannyas and you worship a golden form of me. And I go off to the forest. Sita said, that's not very nice. Because she wants to naturally serve. So this leela here that happens in Navadip Dham is a reciprocation, that when Ram had to banish Sita and she went to the forest, then he worshipped a golden form of Sita. So to reciprocate with that, in Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya banished himself to the forest and Sita had a golden form of him. So these leelas of the different of Chaitanya, Nityanand of Chaitanya and Lord Krishna and Lord Ram, very much intertwined. They have some connections. So sometimes Lord Chaitanya shows his Sarabhush form with six hands. Two hands as Lord Chaitanya, golden color with a danda and a kamandalu. Two hands with bow and arrow, green color as Lord Ram. And two hands with a blue color with a flute as Lord Krishna. So within Lord Chaitanya, there's Ram, there's Krishna, of course, all the avatars. Because he's avatari, he's Krishna himself, but in the form of devotees. So these pastimes are also represented in him in their own unique way. The next island over is Janu Dweep. You know that Baghi Maharaj, he was taking the Ganges down. So the Ganges was afraid that when she hits the earth, she'll just splash and be spread everywhere because there's no riverbed that she'll flow in. So then he was empowered to create a riverbed. So he had a special chariot that was plowing out a huge riverbed for the Ganges. In order to slow her down, he was going back and forth in a zigzag, curvaturous route. And that's one of the characteristics of the Ganges, is that she's very curvy all the way down. Sometimes when we go on a Ganga safari and we go down the Ganges, you see you're going all the way around and then all the way back. And sometimes you can see where you were. It's just a few hundred meters over there, but you have to curl around a kilometer and go back. So sometimes that separation is cut through by the Ganges. And then she makes new twists and turns. Where we are now used to be the main Ganges, but it was cut through. She cut through, and now the main Ganges is flowing very close to the Mayapur Chandradaya Mandir. And this part of the Ganges is like a backwash, the cutoff. It just has that narrow connection. We went through a narrow, like a canal, from the main Ganges, what's now the main flow, to this flow. That's why you see here the water is blue, but in the main Ganges it's saffron color, cream color. But during the time of Prabhupada, this was the main Ganges. There wasn't any narrow canal, we just came. So many millions of years ago, when the Ganges came into the universe by the kick of who? Trivikram. Vamanadeva expanded into Trivikram, put his foot, and then the Ganges was first captured in the hair of Lord Shiva. And then she came down unto the earth, and Baghi Maharaj, with his Baghi Rat, he was making the channel for the Ganges. So he's racing down, and the Ganges is racing after him. And he's trying, cutting the pathway in front. So somehow at that time, he came very close, the original flow of the Ganges millions of years ago came right into Janu Dweep. And there the great sage Janu Rishi, he had his ashram. And there he was meditating. He had his puja articles, his conch shell, his achaman, panchapatra, cups and everything. Suddenly the Ganges water was flowing in his ashram, started to sweep away all his puja articles. He woke up out of his trance. What's going on here? Why my ashram is being flooded? Then he swallowed the whole Ganges. And Bhagi Maharaj going, racing, racing, race, race. Where's the Ganges? She disappeared. He's looking at a huge, empty riverbed that he had caught. The Ganges was flowing. It's empty. He said, how can you lose a river? Where did the Ganges go? He had got so far, only from here it's 200 kilometers to the ocean. 200 kilometers to Sagar Island, where the descendants of Sagar Maharaj were burned to ashes by Kapila Muni, because they attacked him thinking that he had stolen the sacrificial horse. It was all a plot of Indra at that time. So then Bhagirathi was trying to bring the Ganges to free his forefathers from this horrible condition, that they'll be touched by the Ganges and liberated. But the Ganges had disappeared. So somehow it was revealed to him that Janu Muni had drunken the Ganges. So he went to ashram, his ashram, and fell at his feet and prayed, please explain the whole thing, his whole history, how he's trying to deliver his forefathers, how the Ganges will purify the three worlds, this middle world also, and liberate his forefathers. So he begged them to please give me back, please re-manifest the Ganges. But Janu Muni said, I'm sorry, I've already digested her. But Bhagi Maharaj said, you're anyone who is so great that he can drink the Ganges and digest her, you can somehow re-manifest her. Please have your mercy on us. I promise you, I'll take the Ganges further to the east, away from your ashram, which means closer to our ashram. To the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya. So then Janu Muni agreed, he'll manifest the Ganges from his knee, or some say ear, some say knee, ear. So this, one of the names of the Ganges is Janavi, because she's come out from Janu Muni. So he's also like father for her. So he re-manifested the Ganges. And again, Bhagirath took the Ganges to the east, got right where Lord Chaitanya was going to be born. Nearby there, he was moving down and suddenly the Ganges stopped. This time the water was there, but the water had just stopped flowing. So now what? So then he went in meditation and prayed to the Ganges, why is it that you're not moving? At that time she said, it's very near to Gaur Purnima festival, the anniversary of the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. So anyone who's here at that time goes back to Golok Vrindavan, gets love for Godhead. So I'll just wait here till Gaur Purnima and then I'll move. So then Bhagirath had to also wait for Gaur Purnima. After the Purnima, then again he took her down From Mayapur, it's about 100 kilometers to Calcutta, and from Calcutta to Sagar Island, it's 100 kilometers. How many have been to Sagar Island? You must have been. You went everywhere. That's the confluence of the Ganges and the ocean. The Ganges goes down to the lower planets. There's a temple there of Kapil Muni. And there's deities of Kapil Muni, of Ganga, of Sagar, Maharaj, Hanuman, and a Krishna deity. And Krishna deity is the main deity they worship there. That's worshipped by the Ramanandi sadhus, who are the Ramanuja type Tilak, but they have their own thing. So we went there, and a safari went there one time. I went there also before. They say you go to all the holy places many times and Sagar Tirtha one time. I don't know why. Sab Tirtha Bahubar, Sagar, Ganga Sagar, Ekibar. Now ISKCON Mayapur started to set up a camp there since a year or two. So all these things are connected with here. This Janu Dweep, Janu Muni. Also Bhishma Dev is son of the Ganga, so he came and had some pastime with Janu Muni. I'll leave that for others to tell. Then we come into the very edge of the Janu Dweep, which is where we went. We all went and saw the deities of Suranga Thakur and Murari, the Radha Gopinath deities. You ever heard of any deities called Radha Gopinath? I heard somewhere in Bombay they also have Radha Gopinath. So you must have felt at home seeing the Radha Gopinath here. The large deities of Radha Madan Gopal are Vasudev Dutta's deities. Vasudev Dutta, amazing pastime. But I can leave that also, the well-known pastime, someone wants to say. But Saranga Thakur, he was a Gopa in Krishna Leela, right? What's his name? Nandi Mukhi. So he came down to Chaitanya Leela. He had his ashram there. He'd walk to the Ganges every day and take his bath, bring water and do his puja to his Radha Gopinath deities. But he didn't have any disciple. So Lord Chaitanya kept visiting and telling him, you should have a disciple. At least take one disciple. Because, see, the followers of Lord Chaitanya, they also have a duty to expand the parampara, to make new devotees. He was a very senior Vaishnava, so he should also have a disciple or more. Somehow he was very humble and shy, and he wasn't taking any disciple. But one day Lord Chaitanya again told him, you have to take disciple. So he was feeling, I'm disobeying Lord Chaitanya's orders. I'm not following his instructions to take a disciple. So tomorrow, the first person I see, I'll just initiate him. Kind of a unique program. But he didn't know what to do. Somehow it wasn't happening. So he was disobeying Lord Chaitanya's instructions. So that's every day he went down to the Ganges to take his early morning bath. You see, there's a custom in Bengal. I don't know if it's all over India, but in Bengal, maybe because before there were a lot of tantrics and a lot of yogis here, rishis, that if somebody dies in the Ganges, either by a snake bite or they die in the Ganges, they put them on a raft, sometimes made out of banana trees, and then they let them float down the Ganges. And so sometimes there's history where some rishi would bring over the dead body, bring back to life, take as a disciple. So like that, parents would, rather than burn their children, if they were died in this way, they'd put them on the raft, hoping that maybe they'll be rejuvenated by some rishi. I personally saw a raft go down with a mosquito net on top of it, and there was a body inside. But I don't know the mantra to revive, at least to bring it over. Maybe Radhanath Swami could do. He's reviving so many people. So this custom is still there. Well, that custom, somehow they put this body on some raft. He was floating down or somewhere upstream. Some child died, some young youth. In fact, he was just going to get married. And he was taking his ceremonial bath before the marriage. And somehow he died. And he was then put on a raft and sent downstream. So just so happened that when Saranga Thakur went for his bath, this raft bumps him. He said, "Oh, here's the first person I'm seeing today." Brings the body over and chants the mantra of initiation in the ear. So that dead body revived to life. And he was given the initiated name Murari. Murari Chaitanya, is also known as. So like this, he got the disciple, reviving this body from the dead, resurrecting the body. In Christianity, they have one resurrection. But in Krishna consciousness, we have many resurrections. Haridas Thakur resurrected himself. Murari Thakur was resurrected. There's more to it. Huh? Srivas Thakur's son, Advaita Acharya's son. Then you said Narottam Das Thakur revived someone. So like that. So now Saranga Thakur had his disciple and he trained him. But this Murari Chaitanya was a very unique disciple because he already died and came back from the dead. So he wasn't afraid of death anymore. He'd already did that. He already came back. And somehow, so he was, although Saranga Thakur had only one disciple, but Murari Chaitanya, he had thousands of disciples. Sometimes he would go into a village and he would just initiate the whole village. Sometimes there was a tiger causing trouble to a village. He'd go and scold the tiger and give him a slap. And then he would ride on the back of the tiger through the village. People would run, they were frightened of seeing a tiger. But Murari Chaitanya, he wasn't afraid of animals. Somehow animals were afraid of him. So sometimes he was round by pythons. When he wanted to chant japa peacefully, sometimes he'd go underwater for a few days and chant japa. You cannot imitate. So like this, he was a dynamic preacher. Sometimes they say that because Gaur Kishore Das Babaji, they say he was a bhajanandi. But I was, remember I went to one class where the speaker was saying he was a Goshtiyanandi because he preached in such a way to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur that he went out and made thousands of devotees, and that he wanted to make so many devotees only because he was very humble. He didn't think himself qualified because he was not well educated to preach. So he didn't go out. But through his Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he made so many devotees. So someone may have one disciple, or some may have many disciples. Like this, the parampara system goes down. Maybe one through the one disciple, then again one can have make many devotees. So this temple where we pass through, it's called the Saranga Murari Temple. Because both live there. The Murari Chaitanya, whatever, Saranga Thakur didn't make so many disciples, but he made up for that. He made so many. Who was he in Chaitanya Lila? You have that? So, like the tree where Ramchandra was under, let's call that the Rambat. Bat tree meaning Bhatgach or this banyan tree. We don't know where it is. Maybe it's visible on a higher dimension, or that pastime happened so many millions of years ago, nothing surprising. If the tree is not there anymore, so this, some of these things have to be revealed by some to some great devotee. Generally, what we're doing is we ask the old Gaudiya sadhus, and there's not many left anymore, who were children when they went on the Parikrama with Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in the early 1900s. I don't know if there's any more like that left. But we found some 20 years ago, 10 years ago. And they showed us where some of the places which are, we don't know even where Naimisharanya is, where Puskar Tirtha. So these places were revealed to us by one old Gaudiya sadhu who had been on the original parikramas. And these places were, because now the Gaudiya mad, they don't go to all these places. because they don't camp out. Either like you're doing, you go out by bus and come back or boat. But they walk. So walking so far and coming back, they only see a few places. But before Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati would camp out. He had a huge camera with the sannyasis in the middle, and then the brahmacharis and grihastas, and they had guards on horses. Like a whole, they had 10,000 devotees. At least, that's what the advertisement said. He's got some poster from that time. They had elephants, horses. So like that. So then they visit all the places. So we're trying to include in our annual parikrama more and more places, although the time gets tight. So we found this Janu Muni's place. It's under where they say it is, in Janu Dweep, about a kilometer from the main road up, where Bhishma Dev met Janu. Janu Muni may still be there, but he's also on higher dimension. Some of you may be able to see some of these personalities. There's a place, though, we still haven't located where it is. That's called Vaikunthapur, where when they went on the parikrama, they saw Lakshmi and Narayana. Because this is the island of servitude, dasya. So in Vaikuntha, what rasa is prominent? In Golok Vrindavan, you have the Madhurya and the Vatsalya and the Sakya. But in Santa and Dasya and Vaikuntha, so they're in this island. One person who helps me find the places is Gauranga Prem Maharaj from the Gauranga Prem Swami Maharaj from the Namhat. He found the Arkatila. Then 2 kilometers from Arkatila down the road is this Mahatpur. When I get confused now. I think they first went to Ekachakra and then Ekachakra came here. Pandavas. Slight doubt whether they went here first and Ekachakra, but I think they went there first and then here. They were there with in Ekachakra, and they were in that house where that demon, the household had to give one of the members that pastime, and then Bhima offered himself to be eaten by the demon. Instead, of course, he defeated the demon. That's a very interesting pastime. Then they came, as far as I remember, they came then here, and they were in Mahatpur, and they each one had a little hillock, and they dug a little lake. So they stayed there. And then Yudhisthira had a vision. We saw Lord Chaitanya, he saw Krishna, then he saw Lord Chaitanya and the Sankirtan party. So then in Kali Yuga, Krishna comes like this and he's chanting the holy names. So that place, when you go back by the boat, halfway to the canal, that's Mahatpur. You can remember when you go by, remember the Pandavas were there. And they had their pastime. So all, you see, one thing about the holy dhams, these are like embassies for the spiritual world. They're extensions. So all the avatars, they come here. They have their pastimes here. Different devotees come. So some pastimes are the time of Lord Chaitanya, and some pastime are thousands or in Dwapara Yuga, some are in different yugas. Just like you already went to Narsingapoli, right? So when Narsingadev was flying over, and he looked down, he saw, this is my abode. This is where I have my pastimes in Kali Yuga. It's like when I travel around the world, I'd only see the temples and the airports. Everywhere I go, I just go to the ISKCON embassies, the temples. Someone asked me to travel all over the world, you must have a lot of hotel credit points. So maybe the whole year I'll stay one day in a hotel or some temples under construction or something. So like that, the Lord comes and He comes and stops in a place. So here, in this island, the Lord also came, had so many pastimes. Lord Chaitanya did his kirtan party here. So I hope you get all the, observe the mercy. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, sometimes when he'd see the holy places where Lord Chaitanya had his pastimes, he'd just roll in the ground. Did you go to Gora Doha? That's in Godrum Dweep, between Godrum, by, it's halfway between Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house and the Harihar Kshetra. Did you go there? Last time. That's where we always roll. It's nice dust for rolling. But that's when Lord Chaitanya, it's in the Prema Vivarta. It's not in the Parikrama normal books. But it's mentioned in Prema Vivarta that Lord Chaitanya, he was taking his kirtan party in this place. Someone from the Gaudiya Math also identified that that was the place. And the Lord Chaitanya was approached by one cowherd boy. He had a good name. His name was Gopal. Good name for a cowherd boy. And he said, I'm your brother. And my mother is inviting you to come and take prasadam at the house. So you're a cowherd, but I'm a Brahmin. How are we brothers? We were different castes. No, my mother used to serve Mother Sachi, and Mother Sachi accepted her as a sister, younger sister. So if my mother is your mother's sister, then we're cousin brothers. Cousins are called like brothers in India, right? Baipo. In Bengali, I don't know what it's in Hindi. What do you call cousin brother in Hindi? Chira bhai. Chacha bhai. Chachira bhai. Bhai is there, brother is there. I just finished. So then they went to the with the Gopal, and they went on the way. There was a big lake, and the cows were standing by the water, but they weren't drinking the water. Moo! 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 So Lord Chaitanya said, why are they mooing and they're not drinking? So because there's a big crocodile there. They don't want to. They don't see where the crocodile is. They drink the water. Maybe he'll eat them. So they're very frightened. So they're waiting to see where, if he comes up on the other side, they can drink water quick and get out. So then Lord Chaitanya told the devotees to do kirtan. So they started a kirtan. And then the crocodile rose to the surface and started swimming towards the kirtan party. He was a gigantic crocodile. He crawled up on the bank and leaped towards Lord Chaitanya and touched his feet with his two paws, whatever they call, I don't know what they call alligator, I mean crocodile legs, claws, touched, poof, he was transformed into an extraterrestrial Deva Kumar. And all the devotees were quite amazed. This effulgent celestial being was there. The Lord Chaitanya asked him, who are you? How did you get here? Then he explained that, see, I live on Indraloka. 5 years old. I was playing in the forest. And I met this rishi was lying down. And then a big hair on his head, jata, this, what do you call it? Jetta. So I cut it off. But I didn't know that this rishi was Durvasa Muni. So when he woke up, his head was very light. And the jetta was there. He said, whoever cut off my hair, he's good at cutting. I curse him to become a crocodile. And I went out and I grabbed his feet and I said, please forgive me, I was just playing. I don't want to be a crocodile. Please take back your curse. One thing about curses, you can't take them back. So I'm sorry, I can't take it back, but I can amend it since you're repentant. You'll be a crocodile in the planet Earth in Navadvip Dham. And if you touch Lord Chaitanya's feet, you'll be freed from the curse. So he's been waiting a long time for Lord Chaitanya to come. So please bless me that I can, now I've had your darshan, that I can serve you eternally. He circumambulated Lord Chaitanya 3-4 times. Then suddenly appeared one celestial airplane. And his parents came, and the boy's parents, and grabbed him by the ear. What are you doing? Getting in all these difficulties. Took him on the airplane and flew him back to Indraloka. Just one day in the Sankirtan of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Go Ranga! Go Ranga! Go Ranga! Then the devotees went to the house of Malini, the adopted sister of Mother Sachi, and she served all nice milk sweet because she's a dairy lady, cowherd. So nice rasagula, sandesh, burfis, all kinds of milk sweets. So like that, Lord Chaitanya's follower also used to eat milk sweets. So I'm going to go to catch a flight tonight. I have to fly to Delhi to go to Vrindavan for the Indian Continental Committee meeting. So the guy here, he's pushing me. 15 minutes over. Supposed to leave at 11:30. So you have Vasudev Datta to talk about still, and Bhishma Deva, and more. I didn't say anything hardly about Vrindavan Das Thakur. Hare Krishna.